Good morning. Today is Monday, April 1st, and my name is Scott Shera. I am Grace's dad, and I'm going to just share briefly how we got here before Don starts bringing up the slides. You know, most of you have been following the story, know that Grace died in a hospital. After about 5 months of research, I realized she was murdered. Realizing she was murdered led me to dig into genocide and then ultimately the second Holocaust, realizing we're in a second Holocaust right now and it's worldwide. Then diving into the COVID psyop, then the American dream, ultimately a spiritual battle. And I did a long series on the medical murder is the number one cause of death by design. That's all posted already. And now I'm diving into the spiritual battle. And the title, Don, you can bring up the title slide. The title of diving into the spiritual battle, it's a three-part series. We're in part two right now. And the title is The Matrix Revealed, The Illusion of Choice. And I'm calling this part 2A because as I was putting together part two, which is peeling back the layers, it got to be so elaborate with the slides and the videos that I broke it into part 2A and B. All right, so with that opening slide, part one we did, it's already recorded on Rumble. That's called, which I'm gonna review a little bit of part one. It's called The Plan to Take Down the Satanic Cabal was written by the Satanic Cabal. And this part two is called Peeling Back the Layers. And we have part 2A and part 2B. And part three is called Escaping the Matrix. So why did I pick today to record the first part of part two? Well, no surprise, because Grace was my daughter. And April 1st was one of our most fun days of the year. And, you know, this Matrix Revealed is about how we've been fooled. And April Fool's Day, we had fun over time when she got it. And, you know, I showed her when she started understanding April Fool's, I showed her, you know, the sprayer thing where you put the rubber band on the sprayer so that when the mom turns on the faucet, it sprays her with water. I showed her the saran wrap on the toilet seat. I mean, she couldn't get enough of that. And then, you know, she found this fake poop, and she would hide this in my pillowcase, and April Fool's was just okay, so that's the fake poop. Yeah, I keep that at my desk now just to remind me of Grace. All right, so now we can go back to the slides. Let's go to slide two. So by way of introduction, both the PowerPoint and a PDF of this research is in the show notes. The presentation that I'm giving here is just an overview of the details that are in the research outline if you want to dig further. And I encourage you to print that outline and then listen to this at 1.5 speed so that it gets rid of my glitches and my slow voice. And that way you can get through this whole thing in probably an hour or so. All right, so let's go to slide three, Don. And so the title of part one I referenced earlier, The Plan to Take Down the Satanic Cabal, was written by the Satanic Cabal. And the takeaway is in that title. The single most important message God has given me since Grace's murder was this: don't use her story to expose evil, because it plays into Satan's esoteric playbook. Satan needs the evil exposed to produce chaos, resulting in the false prophet, angel of light nature, his false prophet, angel of light nature, to become the false savior, the ultimate esoteric Hegelian play. At the highest levels, you're going to see a pyramid on this today, but at the highest levels, that's Satan's angels, and possibly immediately below, this agenda is being played out, and they know this agenda esoterically. Obviously, Satan does, because he created it. But at the highest levels, they actually know they're playing both sides. The players generally don't know. They're pitted against themselves, and you know that's what makes it the ultimate Hegelian dialectic play. So exoterically, which is what we're going to peel back today, Satan gets us involved in the game. And it's quite interesting how it's all done. You'll see a link. I'm going to have Don play an opening clip to get us started with the show, and then we'll be back to me. Go ahead, Don.
It's a rigged game you can't win. Some people call it the Matrix, but that's not actually the whole story. Keeping with the Matrix film analogy, the Matrix makes up the esoteric world that many who take the blue pill never see. The red pill allows them to see past the exoteric and understand the layers behind the skin of the world. But that's it. It does not offer any answers, a solution, or any form of action required to get out of the game. You're just painfully aware that you're in the game. That's why we're going to discuss the mind game. And this is a game of duality, of poles, where there are two sides, dark and light, and the two sides reinforce themselves. Which side are you on? If you said neither, spoiler alert, you're correct. Why is it important to learn how this game is played? Because it makes up our shared reality. We live in it, whether we play the game or not. If you're unaware of the game going on, how do you know you're not participating? By knowing the rules of the game and the way it works, you won't be deceived into playing any longer. This is a spiritual battlefield with eternal consequences. And if you don't know what you're up against, you won't be able to defend yourself or help anyone else out of this deception. The goal of this game is not money, it is not control. They already have all of that. This is a soul world war. And if Lucifer can keep you in the game, your soul is in his tally. Lucifer uses every trick in the book to steal and cheat his way to the top, to play God and to spite God. Things don't always go smoothly or play out perfectly. Lucifer is not God. He's not omnipresent, all-powerful, and he's not all-seeing, as the all-seeing eye wants to make us believe. That is a lie. But no one is exempt from this game unless you have made the decision to say, I want out, and I know the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. And he's the only one who can get me out of this game. True reality does not exist outside this game for anyone except those who have made that decision. Once you've been removed and saved from the game, called Mystery Babylon in the Bible, you're able to explain to everyone else who got you out and how, as described in John 17:15-16. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world.
So Alexandra does a nice job introducing us to the rigged game that Satan has us in and gives us a glimpse into part three, Escaping the Matrix. I wanted you to go to slide four, Don. And slide four is actually not in the slide deck. It is, but Don has replaced it with a little bit bigger graphic of a flow chart that I put together for part one. And I would encourage everybody to print this because it really lays out what's going on. So when you look at the top, you're going to see part one, essentially, because we're talking about the esoteric game in the black side, Satan's, how he's got this thing designed. And if you scroll down, Don, at the bottom is what we're working on now, which is we're going to talk about the blue pill, red pill, and peeling back those layers today. So this is the layers of the world, the exoteric layers. The esoteric is the Satan's game with the esoteric agenda, the ultimate Hegelian dialectic, the Antichrist system versus the false prophet system. And we're going to work on the blue pill versus red pill today. As we get into it, we're going to start with the blue pill, then we're going to go into red pill layers because there's multiple of them. And then last, how can you start spotting these layers and being prepared? And so that's our agenda for today. All right, Don, let's go to slide five, please. So the reality of this world, a powerful delusion. You might remember in part one, I referenced that I believe the Matrix is a powerful delusion, one of the many that's referenced in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And this is a duality. So Satan's dual nature, Antichrist, false prophet, exoterically, blue pill, red pill. So we see lies, the opposite truth, in quotes. Evil, less evil, dark, light, in quotes, because only God is true light. Control versus perception of freedom, programmed versus awake, great reset versus great awakening, and the Antichrist system versus the false prophet system. Let's go to the next slide, please, Don. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, God tells us, be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. And I think in the world we live in, this matrix system is that roaring lion. Chris Hedges, if you haven't heard of him, he's a very smart individual, and he has he's an atheist from what I can tell, but he does discern what's going on in our world today. And he wrote, "A public that can no longer distinguish between truth and fiction is left to interpret reality through illusion." And that's the matrix, the illusion of choice. Random facts or obscure bits of data and trivia are used either to bolster illusion and give it credibility, or discarded if they interfere with the message. And the message is a lot bigger than a message. It's an agenda. All right, let's go to the next slide, please, Don. All right, so we're going to look at the blue pill layer next. We'll go to slide 8. And the blue pill layer is set up by the American dream. And I know so much about this because I chased the American dream most of my life. And, you know, in summary, 2.1 kids, 1.7 dogs, no cats, work hard, save money, retire early, relax, live a clean life, obeying laws and paying taxes, and then you get free health care at 65. So that's what I was chasing, and I'm intimately familiar with it. We'll add patriotism to that list. So where's God? And same choice as in the garden. We can have it all. And so in the garden, Satan gave Eve the choice. You can have it all, or you can have God. And who needs him if you have everything? So God gave us the right to have our own way. Don, can you play that short clip that I have?
Start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
So you can see at the bottom, I have a bold statement, how did this happen by design? And we're going to cover that in a little bit more detail, either yet today or tomorrow. I forgot where I have that detail. But what did the American dream set up? It set the table for deception. Go to the next slide, please, Don. And there's a lot of deception to be had. Evolution, that we evolved from nothing. That obviously creates a situation without God, worshiping Mother Earth. Don, can you play that clip, please?
Other climate sins include your CO2 emissions. Have you been driving a vehicle? Have you been taking too many airplane flights for non-essential reasons? Have you gone on vacation? Have you been eating steak, right? Because cows emit methane, and supposedly that's a climate sin. So they repented of their climate sins. And then the most blasphemous part of all, they whipped out these two tablets that were supposed to be the new Ten Commandments that were painted green. And, they kind of redid the Bible story, right? In the Bible, Moses goes up Mount Sinai. God gives him these Ten Commandments. Moses comes back down and finds these silly people worshiping a cow that they have made. And he gets really upset and he smashes the tablets. So these climate religious people, they smashed the green Ten Commandments, because, of course, we are not treating Mother Earth as she deserves to be treated. So they unveiled these new Ten Commandments. I actually spent about 40 minutes interviewing the ringleaders of this thing. And one of the ringleaders, he's the founder and CEO of the Peace Department, which is one of the groups involved in organizing this. He says, well, you know, we got some bad press over the new Ten Commandments. So these are actually an addendum to the Ten Commandments, not new Ten Commandments. And he said, you know, we're working on the Third Covenant now. I mean, just things that are absolutely blasphemous to anybody who takes the Bible seriously. And in tandem with all of this ushering in of the new religious system, they brought in pagans, that, you know, they had Hindu leaders, they had a shaman from the Amazon rainforest. But in parallel with this, the UN itself, the secular side of the UN, revealed in this new report that they put out for the COP27 that, in their view, the system of morality and ethics that had developed as humans evolved over the last few thousand years, is how they put it, was no longer adequate to taking good care of the earth. And so they said in plain English, we need a new system of morality, a new system of ethics that will make us sustainable.
So while we're busy chasing the American dream, patriotism, you know, that song that I played by Lee Greenwood, really, you know, we all fell trapped to that. And it's a real trap. But then what they do is they work on all kinds of things while we chase the American dream. Of course, how I got into this is through the medical industrial complex. Our government, quote, oversight, end quote, is designed to completely control and hasten our deaths if we participate. Go ahead and play the next clip, please, Don.
How many nursing homes are under federal care, or does the federal government own? Are there any? I know they're state and they're private, but does the federal government have direct control? Are there any federal nursing home facilities?
Well, the VA has some nursing homes, but in terms of my agency, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, we set the federal guidelines of safety and quality. And then we work with the states to inspect these nursing homes to make sure they're adhering to those guidelines. But ultimately, states license these facilities. What the federal government can do if a nursing home isn't compliant is we can withhold their reimbursement from Medicare or Medicaid. But from the federal level, our guidelines are very clear that when hospitals are discharging patients, they have to make sure that they're discharging a patient to a place that can address their needs. So whether that patient is going home, they need to make sure that that environment is suitable to address the patient's need, or to the nursing home. So federal guidelines are very clear about discharge planning.
Then there's a lot of deception here, but I want to go through these one at a time. Viruses and vaccines. Yeah, this is such a monster deception that I am going to have several slides on it as we keep going. And apparently the level of intelligence doesn't matter whatsoever. So this clip that is next is a lady that's 10 times smarter than me on my best day. And you can see she's bought into the agenda. Go ahead, Dan.
In some of the most secure labs in the country, scientists are already preparing for the next pandemic. It's just called Disease X for now, because nobody knows for sure which virus will cause it. But at its Porton Down complex, the UK Health Security Agency is scanning the horizon for threats and starting work on vaccines just in case.
What we're seeing is a rising risk globally. Now, some of that is because of things like urbanisation, where you may get species jumping, so virus jumping from, as we've seen with bird flu, into humans. Some of it is because of climate change. So this is a growing risk agenda. But then it's one that we can use our science actively to prevent human impact.
It seems that IQ might be a detriment to learning the truth. You can see the little clip at the bottom. A science teacher explains, what if there is no carbon dioxide in the air? And I have learned through some studying on carbon dioxide, you know, their goal of no CO2 emissions is absolutely crazy. I mean, all the plants would die. And in fact, the CO2 level in our atmosphere now is lower than what it should be. We should be increasing CO2 versus decreasing. It's just opposite, which is almost always how the propaganda goes. A few things in the show notes for those who have printed out the outline is I have links to some drill down that I've done previously about the American dream. I have two links for those drill downs in the show notes. Additionally, in the show outline. Additionally, the medical industrial complex, there's a link about how that complex has really bought into diversity, equity, and inclusion. And that's in the show notes. Finally, in the show notes regarding the vaccine agenda, some of you may know Dr. John Campbell. I enjoy his spoofs. Anyway, there's a spoof on the vaccine agenda that is in the show outline. Let's go to slide 10, and we're going to go through even more deception that the American dream sets up. So politics may be the biggest deception of all. You know, when I was a kid, they told us in school, anyone can be president. I mean, what a complete lie. The public fool system, and you can see what the goal of the public fool system, if you go back to the October 9th, 1968 teacher's edition of the Weekly Reader over on the right, it says, quote, "We are all aware of the importance of the parent during the first 5 years of a child's life." Obviously, only during the first 5 years, because then we turn them over to the fool system. "This awareness has reached such great proportions that the federal government has allocated funds to support many school programs supplementing the parent's role." Oh my gosh, I can hardly wait to see what they do. And what's the role of the school? The school is the most logical place to acquaint the parents with their responsibilities. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It's so crazy. And think through this, the date of this publication, 1968. All right, splitting the families, we all know that's going on. The legal system, this is huge. I mean, I learned about this because of our own lawsuit. I never expect to get my day in court and get the truth. I mean, I learned that when I was in business. Because the court system is not a place for truth. But I never realized that it was all corrupt and part of the Antichrist system. And it was completely designed through our tacit approval of laws, and the laws are written against us. I've talked about that in other podcasts. You know, the justice system, what it focuses on is the wrong thing. It focuses on money damages instead of changing behavior. So when these big companies get a fine, I mean, they have that already budgeted as part of the cost of doing business. One of the most recent ones is the Remdesivir lawsuit. You think about the Remdesivir lawsuit, their goal is money damages. Well, Remdesivir should never be produced again, or their derivatives, which that isn't even enough, because what's going on? Why did the people use those things? If we don't get down to the choice level with the individuals, nothing's going to get fixed. And those of you who are following know that our lawsuit is against the people who murdered Grace, not the system. The system just becomes part of that lawsuit, but we're really after the individuals, because only when individuals change can a system change, and those changes have to come from the heart. All right, so then the last is relying on the state as our source of rights. Go ahead, Don, and play that clip, please.
But the other reality is how Hollywood and the American, imagination has this idea of first responders, military, fire, police, EMS, riding in on white horses, no matter what the shitstorm is going on around them, and that there will always be somebody coming to rescue them within 3 to 6 minutes. That's the response time in every major city. 3 to 6 minute response time when you call 911.
Yeah, I mean, that is an example of how much we rely on the state to take care of us. All right, let's go to the final slide on deception, and that is propaganda. So what they use constantly, we're being bombarded in this blue pill lane, bombarded with lies, and we'll see later on the legal authority for propaganda. So you know, just look at the right-hand side. Cyanide fishing is a method where sodium cyanide is sprayed into the water to asphyxiate and incapacitate fish. This allows for live capture of adult fish, but kills young fish quickly and coral after repeated use. So you see that, I think, oh my gosh, what are they doing? Then you start chasing that blue pill. We got to stop that. Then the one that, well, there's two on the left-hand side. So Kate Middleton has cancer. You know, when I see this type of thing, I don't even believe any of it. I see it as normalizing cancer. Cancer, remember, was introduced by the Rockefellers. It was exacerbated by the vaccine agenda, which we'll see in just a little bit. So when I see this, I just see it as an attempt to normalize cancer. And then last on the bottom, the GOP faces internal battle over raising age for Social Security. Oh my gosh, when are they going to stop replaying that card? I mean, to get us sucked into that. Oh my gosh, I mean, I can't retire at 65 anymore. It's all part of the design to make you dependent on the state. All right, so let's go to slide 12, Don. All right, so we're going to peel back the red pill layers. So layers, you see the S, it's underlined because we have multiple layers to the red pill side of this craziness. The blue pill side, I'm saying, is all one layer. That's what we just got done with. All right, slide 13. Big picture, everything that we see, if you can keep this in mind, it will help you sort things out. I had a lady who follows us, and she asked me, Scott, how do you sort all this stuff out? And I said, well, I sort it out between blue pills, red pills, and white pills. And I see everything through the lens in 13, the Antichrist system and the false prophet system, and then God system. So Antichrist, blue pill, false prophet, red pill, and God's way, white pill. And that helps me sort things out because, I mean, the volume of material that is coming, I mean, it's like drinking out of a fire hose. How do you even decide what to read and how do you sort it out? All right, let's go to the next slide, Don. This slide is important to understand because it will help frame what's happening both big picture and in the world. So Satan started the exoteric red pill movement in the garden. In Genesis 3:6, God says, quote, when a woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, etc. All right, so when she saw that, she saw that, okay, I want to go after wisdom. I can be like God by chasing the red pill. So then, have you considered red pills can be planted to lead us into the esoteric false prophet trap? And that was the message I was relaying in part one. Red pills keep us playing in the game. Until you see the esoteric agenda, you won't see the exoteric traps, the red pill traps keeping us in the game. All right, so we're going to go through three different layers here before we get into some ways to discern and be prepared. So I'm calling them theme one, theme two, theme three. So theme one, we'll go through first. Next slide. All right, this is what got me started. So this came in December. And this got me realizing I'm going to do a recording on the Matrix reveal. So I've been working on this whole recording for 3 months now. But this is the thing that I found on Stop World Control. It was sent to me. The website Stop World Control is representing the false prophet red pill side. And this is what they published in December. And their goal here is wake people up so they can fight back. So I'm going to read this. An unprecedented nuclear truth explosion occurred in the United States with worldwide impact, forever changing the face of the earth. It is, however, not the kind of explosion we all expect when using the word nuclear, but its impact worldwide is even greater than the typical A-bomb. Let me explain what happened. There are three men in our world that have an impact on humanity unlike anyone else in history. They have the power to steer a vast portion of the human race in a good or bad direction. And no, they are not presidents of any country. Their influence is way greater than politics. I'm talking about Elon Musk, Tucker Carlson, and Joe Rogan. Nobody on the face of the earth has a greater influence on mankind than these three people combined. Each of them has a worldwide audience of hundreds of millions of people, giving them more power than the mainstream media. To give you an idea of their atomic power, a recent broadcast of Tucker Carlson reached 427 million people, which means that one out of every 14 people in the world saw it. We're going to go to page two, but before, and I want to emphasize what this first theme is their goal is that if we can wake people up with truth, in quotes, not the truth, not God's truth, then they will fight back. If we red pill them enough, if we can just get enough red pills out there, we can wake the people up. And by waking them up, they'll want to fight back. Remember when you review part one, or the theme of part one, is the plan to take down the satanic cabal was written by the satanic cabal. So that's the goal. The goal is to get us into that idea that we can rally, we can get behind a false prophet and rally and take down the cabal by waking people up. All right, so let's go to page two of that same article. The world will see the truth. Humanity will wake up. The thick, dark veil of deception that has been covering the world population for centuries is being lifted. We are witnessing the greatest transformation in all human history. The dark age of deception will end, and a bright future is dawning with glorious hope at the horizon. I encourage everyone to keep sharing truth, spread our documentaries, support the good warriors of this world, do every effort in your ability to assist this incredible awakening of humankind to truth and a better world. There will still be dark times as the forces of evil will desperately try to save themselves and attempt to succeed with their diabolical agendas, yet it will all serve to defeat them even more severely. Remember, that's the goal. It's going to look like the cabal has been defeated, but it just reinvented itself as the angel of light. However, just to close up, however, the attempts will be real, and we must brace ourselves for the impact of the final battles ahead. In the midst of the darkest storms that will rage over this world, we must keep hold of the sure hope of a new day that is dawning and the light that is increasingly spreading over humanity. The light here is the angel of light, the false prophet system. All right, so let's go to the narratives that keep us in play. Slide 17. Oh, whoop, Don. Sorry, Don, I forgot. I have a clip at the bottom of 16. Whoa. You don't have to necessarily edit that out. You can do whatever you want. All right, so let's do the clip, the short clip that's there, Don. So what's the message there? So you know, that's quite the predictive program. I mean, that clip is from They Live from 1988. This is the goal. They want us to see truth, but still keep us in the game. So it doesn't tell us how to participate. It doesn't tell us how to get out. We just now see, oh my gosh, we have been duped. We have been lied to. And the belief of the false prophet side is that by exposing that we've been lied to, we'll wake up and defeat the evil side. So the less evil side defeats the evil side. Yeah, of course, that's all by design. That's the esoteric Hegelian dialectic. All right, so let's go to slide 17 now, Don. Finally back on track. All right, introduction to the clips that are here. I want everybody to know that I'm not criticizing the messengers because I don't know their hearts. These are three people we're all familiar with if you're in the alternative media lane when we get to the clips. And I'm not criticizing the men in these clips because I don't know their hearts. All right, so what narratives keep us in the game? You know, the 5G fear, obviously, keeps us in a state of fear. The central bank digital currency keeps us focused on alternatives to the Great Reset, so the Great Awakening. Then COVID accountability. This is really a big one. I mean, because when we look esoterically, we can't get out of the reality that in the alternative media and is COVID, 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 and in the mainstream and alternative media is Trump, Trump, Trump. So we have evil, less evil, and this COVID accountability really keeps us focused on the magician's left hand because it doesn't deal with the reality of how did we get here. All right, let's play the first one, Don.
So morality was suspended for medical countermeasures. And ultimately, humanity was lost because we decided to allow it to happen. Our job today is to say no more gain of function research, period. No more weaponization of nature, period. And most importantly, no more corporate patronage of science for their own self-interest unless they assume 100% product liability for every injury and every death that they maintain. Thank you very much.
So there's all kinds of fallacies in that clip, but the main one is, how would you ever hold the medical industrial complex accountable? The only one who could hold them accountable is the government, and the government's in on it, which is emphasized by the next clip. Go ahead and play that one, Don.
I guarantee you, you can find Big Pharma's hand in every step of this, every step. And I want to know when we're going to have true congressional investigations into the mass murder that occurred in these hospitals.
So congressional investigation, yeah, obviously Big Pharma's involved. We know that, but Big Pharma is not the problem. Even the government isn't the problem. If you realize that this is a satanic agenda and we are wrestling against spiritual forces, then you can start seeing that all these man-made solutions that people are coming to the table with fit in the false prophet agenda, and they're getting us to participate in that agenda exoterically. Alternative systems keep us focused on man-made solutions. We're going to come back to that in a bit. And then the vaccine narrative keeps us focused on safer vaccines. You can go ahead and play the next clip, Don.
Why are some people take these shots and they're perfectly fine, and other people have literally died in the vaccine center? And what of the deaths that the CDC knows about, 1,100 die in the center or an hour or two afterwards. It's that acute. I interviewed a paramedic who's been going out to the vaccine centers and doing CPR. He's been telling me about it. So it's very real. The reason is, in a paper by Schmeling and colleagues from Denmark, where they had all the adverse events, they had all the lot numbers and batches, the manufacturing batches, just about a third of the shots in this low-risk batch have zero side effects, not even a sore arm, nothing, zero, zilch. And they don't have anything later on. If you're in that group, if you've taken the shots and you didn't feel it, you're good. There's another group, about two-thirds, where they have some modest side effects, and that's it. And then there's this third batch. That's where all the action is 4.2% of the doses, and it's potentially lethal. That's where all the blood clots are, the heart damage is 4.2% of doses.
So these vaccine narratives like this keep us focused on safer vaccines as the way out to prevent ourselves from getting all these disease X's that are coming our way. You know, so then you might ask, what was the role of placebos with the mRNA jab that they wanted to get in everybody's arm? Well, it can be that, you know, if everybody died at the same time, obviously they would be giving the secret away. But the focus on safer vaccine is safer vaccines is a complete psyop. And I mentioned this earlier, I'm going to spend more time drilling that down in a bit later. All right, a few more traps getting us to believe that the red pill is our way out. Election fraud, you know, so just think through the setup here. So was the fraud, election fraud exposure a setup? And once you believe in elections, you're in that trap. Is it really our civic duty to vote in a presidential election? Is that really true? But if we're in that election psyop, what ends up happening is then you start chasing election fraud and you can't see that the whole election fraud was a whole setup. All right, censorship, virus patents. I really like this one. J.J. Cowie, who I interviewed a few weeks back, he's so good at this and peeling back these layers. And so when you look at, well, people, I've often heard, well, you know, there's patents for these viruses that we found, and there's a whole bunch of people chasing down all these details. Well, what if all those details were laid as traps to keep us playing in the game? And similarly, the related setup of legislation. And then finally, lawsuits keep us in the game because we're thinking we're going to get justice through the lawsuit. Well, that isn't how justice happens. I mean, a lawsuit can be a tool that we can, in theory, influence change. But remember, we're using an anti-Christ system against itself with a lawsuit. All right, let's go to the next slide, Don. We're going to go to start theme two. And actually not start, we're going to start and finish it all in the same slide, in the same two slides. So the theme two is, so remember theme one, they want to expose evil and red pills to get us participating in the game. We can fight back. Well, theme two is that we have a way out of this, the inversion hopium. And you'll hear it, power to the people, the Q movement. And one that most people aren't familiar with is NESARA, the National Economic Security and Recovery Act. And I'm going to go through a few points in NESARA next. You can see over on the left-hand side, Elon Musk predicts a universal high income as jobs are phased out and employment becomes obsolete. It'll be somewhat of an equalizer. All right, so does that sound good? We can get paid a universal high income and we don't even have to get out of bed in the morning? Well, believe me, that is not God's way. God called men to work, and working is part of what our responsibility is according to God's way. All right, we're going to go through a few points in NESARA next. Go ahead and slide 19, Don. So when you look at this, think through it as, doesn't this sound great? So this NESARA was put in place. I have the link, by the way, in the show notes, so I'm not going to quote myself on this. I think it was in the 90s when this was put in place. And I did an initial writing on this topic of theme two, and that link is also in the outline that'll be in the show notes. But regardless, the highlights of NESARA, so just think this through. It's already in place. It's already been written into law that we would have, number three, abolish the IRS. Employees of the IRS will be transferred to the U.S. Treasury National Sales Tax Area. And the National Sales Tax, we create a 14% flat rate non-essential sales tax revenue for the government. In other words, food and medicine will not be taxed, nor will used items such as old homes. So there would be just a flat tax. Returns constitutional laws to all courts and legal matters. Restores financial privacy, retrains all judges and attorneys in constitutional law. When you look at this list, you'd be hard pressed to think, wow, this sounds great. I mean, if we can have this is part of how we get our country back. This is what we need. And this is the hopium of the inversion of power to the people that is eventually coming. All right, we'll go to slide 20, Don, and theme three. The ultimate red pill chase. We can be like God. And that's the goal once people realize we've been duped. The ones that see this, they're really after something higher than participating in this world, but it's still not God. And they're after the allure of hidden mystery, secret knowledge. And we'll play this clip and then come back to the slide. Go ahead, Don.
The Red Movement's sole purpose was and is to mix Christianity with the mysteries. The Moravinian bloodline is part of the white nobility, the light side to the dark black nobility. They are the pole to the dark side. Both white and black nobility serve the mysteries, but one side does it more malevolently and the other attempts to do it more covertly or benevolently. No doubt you've noticed the rise in the popularity of spirituality such as feminine worship, self-worship, Wicca, crystals, tarot, yoga. We have some of the white nobility to thank for that. What people typically think of as New Age can be associated with the white nobility's form of disclosure. This also includes things like healing technology, advanced technology, hidden patents, and all sorts of futuristic inventions.
So the New Age movement is, you know, classifies a lot of that. And, you know, ultimately, when you get even beyond the New Age and you start going into the esoteric layers of Satan, the people have been convinced that they can live forever. And that's where transhumanism comes from. And ultimately, this chase becomes a chase after specialized knowledge. And I have the website Deep State mapping in the outline in the show notes. And the next two slides are pieces from that. So you can see the specialized knowledge, how it will, it starts getting to the point where, wow, if now that I know this, you know, I can be more like God. So we'll go to the next one first. So this is called the Healing Web, slide 21. I'm not going to go through this. The links to both these and more are in the outline, as I mentioned. This goes through all the ways and compares, you know, the evil versus less evil, the two, the dialectics that Satan uses so that we can chase healing for our body. All right, then the next one, Don. This one I really like because it says do not reproduce. And this is in the deep state mapping. I mean, they don't want this out, of course. Well, you know, this has been out. I've seen it in other places. I just found it so that I could put it on a slide and found that anybody wants to see this and see the layers. You can see where we're at. The matrix, what we're talking about today, is way at the bottom. You know, we're just the slaves in this whole thing. And there's multiple layers that are above us. And of course, the highest layer of the esoteric agenda is Satan and his angels. All right, we'll go to the next slide. I made reference to this a few slides ago. What if America was made a superpower by design? So then this whole American dream, it was by design. So it would create a country to personify Mystery Babylon today. So look at the couple of facts I'm pointing out. America only has 4% of the world's population, but it has 40% of the world's debt. I have the world debt clock in the outline, the link to the world debt clock. And we have 44% of the global pharmaceutical market. And, you know, I've referenced Revelation 18:23 many times. Reference it again today as we go forward. Slide 24. This is the reference to Revelation 18:23. God warned us ahead of time how things would shake out. Using health and wealth as tools to deceive makes perfect sense, and God warned us ahead of time in Revelation 18:23. God said that Satan will use America to deceive the entire world with its pharmakia. Quote, your merchants were the world's important people. By your magic spell, sorcery, pharmakia, all interchangeable words, all the nations were led astray. And of course, that's what we're living through right now. I mean, we are in this literal revelation time period, and it's time to wake up. All right, let's go to the final slide of this section. I have shared this slide many times because I think in one slide it says a lot. It says a mouthful. In Proverbs 4:19, God said, but the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. And you can see the Great Awakening versus the Great Reset, all roads of the world. And this is Satan's game. Esoterically, in Revelation 13, the Antichrist, Great Reset, versus the False Prophet, the Great Awakening. That's the world. And then we're talking about exoterically today, having us participate. We see the Great Reset as evil, so then we're going to fight back and be part of the Great Awakening. And how we can spot this is pretty simple, because God's way is always outside of the program choices Satan has us believing. And the main thing that's missing is no acknowledgement about how we got here. We got here from rejecting God. So consequently, there's no repentance. Think about the American dream. The American dream ultimately led to my daughter's murder. Why? Because while I was chasing the American dream, every time I'm chasing the American dream, I'm not practicing relying on God. And so when the chips were down, when Grace's oxygen went down, I relied on Satan's system, which was created by fear instead of relying on God. And, you know, that's, God is always outside of these program choices that Satan has us believing. And once you spot that, you can really make a decision on what you're going to participate in, when, and to not participate at all. All right, let's go to slide 26, Don. All right, so now once you're awake, I want to talk about navigating some of the situations we see once you're awake. So you've come to grips with the reality that there is no way to protect yourself because they're all in on it. God warned us of this in Daniel 12:4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. And knowledge is increasing as God said it would, and it's feeding both sides of Revelation 13. So once you're awake, there's two mistakes that you can make. Number one is failure to prepare, and that's what we're talking about in part two. And then number two is relying on your preparations, and that's what we're going to talk about in part three. Understanding the game, and that's what we're talking about today, allows you to be prepared by not participating. All right, let's do some introduction first, slide 27. There's symbolism all around us. When you start being awake to this, you'll start seeing things. So you'll see the apple symbol, obviously, the eagle, and then you see the moonshot. You see Pfizer's vaccine moonshot. You see the moon is under her feet. These are symbolisms of Revelation 12, always counterfeiting God. I'm going to talk about counterfeiting God in a much more detail in part three. I want everybody paying attention here to do a little research on your own. So I don't give homework out very often, but I'm going to tell you, I want you to research the Starbucks logo and see what you come up with. All right, so then I want to go next to slide 28. I found this interesting. You know, God is always there. We have an apple orchard. This happened last fall. I picked an apple while I was taking the dog for a walk, and I took a bite out of the apple. This is one bite, and what does it make? A heart. No, it reminded me of my buddy. It also showed me that God is not going to be fooled. You know, apple using the bite out of the apple. Remember, we don't know what fruit it was in the garden, but we think it's an, you know, everybody sees it as an apple. I just thought it was really neat to say, you know, God's always, he's always watching. He's still in control. All right, let's go to the next slide, Don, slide 29. Legalized propaganda. All right, so remember, this entire red pill, blue pill dialectic is a perception of choice fallacy devised by Satan. The evil side controls both sides, create an illusion that less evil is good. And it is hard for us to see less evil because we want to see good. We see it as a battle between good and evil. But Satan has got us convinced that less evil is good. Only God is good. Interestingly, you know, in Satan's game, all the T's need to be crossed, all the I's dotted. And he actually had our Congress legalize the process of propaganda in 2012. I have the link to that act in the outline in the show notes so that you can see it for yourself. And that allows us to be subjects in this fifth generation warfare, which is a propaganda warfare. All right, propaganda, next slide, Don. What about people doing, quote, good? So I'm writing here on the left-hand side, some are knowingly and some unwittingly working for Satan. You know, God says, Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. So either we're for him or we're against him. He also said that. And, you know, this idea I hear quite often, I support those who are moving the ball forward. And my question back is, what ball? Are you moving the less evil ball forward? And Tom Renz wrote in his Substack on March 18th, My comment, and I'm going to quote this, my comment was, a lot of people have asked me why I support Donald Trump despite our massive difference of opinion on the poisonous jabs. This is the answer. I'm not looking for a perfect man until Jesus comes back, and I won't find him. Rather, I'm looking for a man confident enough to lead but humble enough to recognize he's not infallible. I believe he will get right on the jabs, but have seen what he does in other areas when he knows the truth. All right, so obviously Tom doesn't see this less evil side. He just sees it as good versus evil. I'm not faulting Tom here. It's just, this is the common belief that Satan has us in to keep us in the game. You know, so this was dated March 18th. On March 7th, Trump himself wrote, "The pandemic no longer controls our lives. The vaccines that saved us from COVID are now being used to help beat cancer, turning setback into comeback." Oh my gosh. I mean, this phrase, you can't make this up, applies here. All right, let's go to the next slide, Don. Elaborate slide, psyops. All right, in this slide, we're going to play a clip from J.J. Cowie when he was on my program, and you see the quotes on the slide. The smart way to keep people passive and obedient is to strictly limit the spectrum of acceptable opinion, but allow very lively debate within that spectrum, even encourage the more critical and dissident views. So here we have, you know, in the old way, I used to think about it as, you know, CNN versus Newsmax. But now I see all of them, all the media that is, quote, mainstream, all in that evil side. And then most of the alternative media is in the less evil side. We're throwing back critical and dissident views, but we've got to share the bigger view, what's going on here esoterically, to really have people awake and get right with God. All right, JJ is going to go through this psyop of COVID next, and then we'll come back to the slide. Go ahead, Don.
This is really a very clever combination of misdirection and fear, confusion, frustration, doubt, that allowed this story of a novel virus that killed millions of people, but we saved millions more from by injecting people. Paul Offit just said 2 days ago on his little podcast that the one thing we got right was the mRNA injection. Wow, was that exciting. We got it right when we'd never used it before. It was the most extraordinary lie I'd ever heard in recent memory. And of course, they're telling us that this virus will come again. I have been trying to explain that this pandemic potential in a bat cave or in a cell culture or in animal passage, or even if you stitch pieces together, has been a clever mythology that has been told to us so that we will hand it down to our children. So that we will tell our children that the worst case scenario actually didn't happen. And that if it did, it could be billions of people dead. That's what they want us to believe, so that we will surrender our sovereignty and we will invert our freedom to a sort of fascism. And we will do it gladly because we are afraid that these people are out of control. And a lot of these intellectual dark web, Joe Rogan, Brett Weinstein type people have actually been responsible for us getting to the stage where we believe this possibility is real. So there were also guys that were talking at the beginning of the pandemic that, like this dude.
Biblical. I kid you not. People come in, I get intubated, they die, the cycle repeats.
That guy got put on Tucker Carlson. He says that his daughter is also, he's scared because his daughter works at another hospital in New York. They got people on TV to tell you that what was happening wasn't what was really happening. And it was part of this exercise. And you can see it because they won't do the math about where these excess deaths come from. None of these people will. And what this is, they don't talk about the fact that they sent these doctors home, that they told these EMTs not to touch anybody. They told people that they needed to be ventilated because if you don't ventilate them, they might spread it through the whole hospital. They didn't tell everybody. They don't explain to people that they told doctors not to use antibiotics because antibiotics don't work on a virus. They told doctors that steroids don't work. You can't use those to calm down the cytokine storm. They didn't tell everybody that remdesivir would hurt people. They didn't tell everybody that midazolam was overused. They haven't told everybody that opioid deaths have gone skyrocketing in the last 3 years and have been mixed in with this excess deaths that have nothing to do with the novel virus. They don't talk about the death certificate fraud, the financial incentives to do it. They don't talk about the track and trace. Millions of dollars were spent just in Pittsburgh alone on four different companies that hired people to call people to tell people that somebody you know tested positive for COVID. They don't talk about the PCR fraud, the lateral test fraud, and the sequencing fraud.
Think through, why was the J&J vaccine pulled? Then when you answer that question, you can start seeing how PSYOPs are pulled off. Because by pulling the J&J vaccine, it gave us confidence that our government is involved. They've got this all under control. These PSYOPs are, they're big. The American Dream is the largest PSYOP that I'm aware of exoterically. Those of you who have watched the JFK documentary by Oliver Stone, or movie, I should say, by Oliver Stone. I enjoyed the movie. I thought Jim Garrison was a hero. He was the district attorney from New Orleans who filed the only murder charge in JFK's murder. But take a look behind the layers. What was the goal of that movie? And I believe the goal in this business of PSYOPs is to point out that our government is the problem. And that takes our eye off of what's really happening, which this is a spiritual agenda. All right, we're going to drill down one that is in the recent history that is not going to be liked by a lot of people, but that's okay. I'm not here to make friends right now. I'm here to share the truth, and that is the sound of freedom. So we'll go to the next slide, Don. So the Sound of Freedom movie, I want to talk about the red pill version of this, that our government wants to stop us, and then what's the truth of the matter. So go ahead and play the first clip, Don, please. Watched the film. I thought the film was fantastic up until right at the end. And this is right at the end. And this is typical of films, is the hook, if they're going to have a hook, is right at the end. And this one's right at the end. I mean, our government wants to stop this. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. Go ahead and play the first clip here, Don.
The way we met was building a counter child, specifically child sex trafficking rehabilitation center in the Dominican Republic. And that's everything from investigations to working with law enforcement or military personnel in country, outside of country, and then getting the girls and boys, right? And then actually doing rehabilitation through the gospel. Takes years and years and years and years. It's a huge mess, right? We were told while we were down there that you better not dig too deep. This was on the Dominican, in the Dominican Republic. They said, because every single one of these leads to Washington, D.C. That's what we were told down there. And they said, you think it's about brothels and children? Adults wanting to have sexual relations with children are like, there's way worse things down here going on that you can't even... They actually said what we have, what the Dominican Republic is known for, which, by the way, think how close that is to Epstein Island. I mean, it's all right down there. They said they're... What they specialize is in snuff camps. I don't even like talking about it because I don't want to see your channel get banned or whatever, you know. But so the human trafficking thing is bigger than what people can even realize and what most of Pollyanna Christians won't even look at. They won't even consider it. And I'm like, your king sees it all day long. How dare you stick your head in the sand to the reality of the horrors that are going on in the world around you. So this human trafficking thing is beyond comprehension. It's not human trafficking, it's child trafficking. And it's every race, it's every nationality, it's boys, it's girls, it's young girls, it's young boys, it's adult women, it's adult men, it's everywhere in between. And these global elite are just seething with them. But guess what? Because I know your viewership, you know, I know you have quite a few subscribers, right? And people that listen, statistically, 85 to 90%, this is for men and women, of the viewers watching End Times Production are looking at pornography. They're the ones perpetrating the human child sex trafficking globally. Every click, every swipe, every TikTok video, every Instagram, when we do our investigations, Instagram and TikTok are where they traffic from. The girls with the more likes, they look like a fitness, you think they're a fitness model or they're a yoga pant wearing, whatever, some sexy girl or whatever it is they're looking at, and bros are sitting there on their Instagram following these girls, those likes show their value on the open market for trafficking, and they're being run by people. They're being run by the intelligence agencies. They're being run by governmental agencies. They're being run by the law enforcement agencies on the southern border and the northern border. They're being run by the port officials and the port authorities. They're being run by the mayors. They're being run by the chiefs of police. They're being run everywhere. It's what they do. And the only reason why it exists is because, I don't even have it, because of these stupid things. That's the reason why kids are being trafficked and adults are being trafficked. So anybody who wants to get their panties in a bunch about human child sex trafficking or just human trafficking in general, I'm like, it's on you. It's on you. You know, the Barna Group and Pew poll show that, what was it, 70% of pastors confess to looking at porn once a week. 70% of pastors poll. That's the ones that were willing to confess because it was an anonymous poll. 70%? So what's the real number then? 90%? The guy who's supposed to be hearing from the Lord and leading you spiritually and shepherding? I already said the prayers of a righteous man are powerful and effectual. That guy is supposed to be praying for discernment? No wonder why your sermons are a mile wide and an inch deep. And why nobody's getting freedom, why there's no power. Yeah, the form of godliness, but deny the power. You deny the power because you're a part of child sex trafficking.
Let's play the other clip, Don, then we'll come back to the slide.
City bombing case, huge cover-up. Jack Kennedy's assassination, huge cover-up. Bobby Kennedy's assassination, huge cover-up. World Trade Center, huge cover-up. Okay, terrorism. They're using it as an excuse to take away our constitutional rights and our civil liberties.
Cosmic flame.
The Bilderbergs. The Illuminati, Bilderberg, New World Order, globalists are the element behind us. It dovetails into the satanic movement, and this movement has infiltrated into our intelligence community, the once great FBI and the CIA.
Well, that was Ted Gunderson. I have a further link about the Franklin cover-up in the outline that is in the show notes if you want to dig further into this. But the exclamation point is we've got to open our eyes that we can be deceived very easy by well-done movies. All right, let's go to the next slide, Don. So how does this red pill thing really work. They get us to participate in the game to believe we can save ourselves. And this clip, I think, does a real nice job of summarizing that reality. Go ahead, Don.
Humanity is now being initiated on a massive scale into the light, the same way an adept is initiated into a mystery school. To summarize this section, no one readily believes a lie. Instead, they believe what, to them, looks like the truth. To gain the advantages of the dialectic method, the Luciferian powers must be behind both extremes, light and dark, liberal and conservative, and so on. But this only works if the people being manipulated and deceived do not realize the same people are behind both sides. It's not one-sided, just the dark. It's the dark, the light, the sum of its parts. The sides are just how the agendas get reached. Both are necessary to complete the goals. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Got it? Good. The folly with many who believe it's us versus them is that it's you and I versus the super elite. That places you and I into the light side of the pole. The entire purpose of this video is to implore you to see this error and stop participating in this game. This is not your world if you are saved by Jesus, and this is not your war to fight. The worship and idolatry of nations and the people claiming to help you are the same ones who helped enslave you. Get out of this game while you still can. The next square on this game board is the world stage. The difference with the Trump saga that is different from practically any operation we have seen in the past is the choice to run this one exoterically, in front of the public, as opposed to covertly or esoterically, and most being unaware of it. This is being laid out on the world stage in real time. Prior to this movement, all of the operations to instigate change were done in the shadows.
The best way to describe this is that most people think of this movement like improv. The actors are just making it up as they go in real time. This is not improv. This is a polished play that the public is barely paying attention to. But that doesn't make it any less real or effective. The public is meant to get involved and raise suspicion or show support for this play as opposed to any other operation they needed to get done regardless of the people's opinions on it. The same way an IKEA desk has more value than one bought pre-made from a big box store is because you had the hands-on experience of making it. You feel personally invested in it. If the desk falls apart, you feel responsible. I must have missed a nail or didn't screw something in properly, as opposed to blaming the manufacturer when the big box desk breaks.
The world is getting involved in fighting back against the, quote, dark side and tyranny, essentially building their own desk, just as IKEA taught them to.
So we're sucked into this game by participating, and we're going to go through a couple of slides next that show this, and I think it'll open up your eyes to what I'm talking about with this introduction. Let's go to slide 34, Don. All right, so the players, both sides, they're simply acting on their beliefs. This is what we all do. Once we believe something, our thoughts follow and then our actions follow. So part of the solution is changing your beliefs. If you ask enough why questions like a child, you ultimately get to, why do I believe this? And the players on the evil versus less evil side, they are simply acting on their beliefs and they want to get us to participate. So on the evil side, of course, we see the euthanasia agenda, murder by design, the population, we're overpopulated hoax. And then on the less evil side, I've said this a few different times, I think they're going to sacrifice Pfizer. Pfizer's already received a $2 billion penalty in a prior life. Of course, it didn't hurt them a bit. It's just a cost of doing business. But that makes it look like our government cares. So then we fall trap. Yeah, we gotta take Pfizer down and look at, and we'd start getting in the game. The vaccine agenda, again, murder by design, part of the population, overpopulation hoax again. So what's less evil? Well, we've got to have amnesty for the people who didn't know. We've got to have restitution for the people who were injured. We're going to talk about choice in a little bit below, and I've expanded on legislation in the next slide. So we think, oh, we got to fix this stuff through legislation. Well, the rule of law is dead, and they're all in on it. But it appears that we're doing something. We can vote. We can get involved by voting to fix this, and so it doesn't happen again. Then last, the Great Reset and the climate hoax is followed by the less evil great awakening promises. Let's get involved and fix this. Let's stand up to it as we discussed earlier. All right, let's go to slide 35. Some more examples, or drilling down some examples of medical murder is a big one for me, you know, that I'm in that, and the less evil legislation. Go ahead and play that clip if you would, Don, please.
We shouldn't be told that we have to take a vaccine.
Speakers at the rally arguing their loved ones could still be alive if medical protocols were different during the pandemic.
I think people had to suffer. I think many people died that didn't have to.
They're now calling for accountability.
We should not have to worry when we go to our doctor, are we going to be on the right side of politics? It is time that we have an investigation. Here in Oklahoma, there was people who've been trained, who are medical physicians that should have known better than this, and they have a responsibility to treat patients and not listen to what they know is untrue.
Representative Humphrey says the rally is one of the first steps taken to eventually make laws in the state to prevent something like this from happening again.
Which I appreciate all the doctors and nurses and the ones who fought through and worked and at risk of their own life and who did that. So they're much appreciated. This is not any kind of attack on the medical field. This is an attack on how that we allow politics and money to overtake our medical agencies and medical departments and make medical decisions.
He says next they will request an interim study and collect evidence to present to the Attorney General.
I spoke at that rally at the Capitol in Oklahoma, and you know, that representative was, you know, he was spewing out lies. You know, he said all the buzzwords. We need an investigation. We need laws. It's not the doctors and nurses. It's politics and money. All the buzzwords. You know, but when people heard that, you know, they get him on the news. They don't get anybody speaking on the news. But so when they hear him, they see, oh yeah, look at that. We're doing something. And you know what I see happening big picture with all of this stuff related to COVID is you hear another buzzword, Nuremberg 2, military tribunals. You know, that is, when you look at the list that I shared before from Nasara, and then you throw in Nuremberg 2 military tribunals, you'll start seeing this false prophet system become very clear. The evil side next around the next one on the list, the lab leak, you know, they've convinced us this was a lab leak. You know, that presumes it was even a virus, which it wasn't. So, but we're in the lab leak dialectic. So then what can we do? Okay, well, we're going to have safeguards for next time. So this doesn't happen. Remember, they've convinced us that we needed to work on these viruses to protect us from future viruses that haven't even been invented yet. So we've got to be able to do this. And so we've got to have more secure labs so we can keep working on this stuff so we can save mankind. Obviously, God wasn't big enough to figure that out ahead of time. Then last on this topic is open borders. So obviously open borders are evil, but then what's less evil? The Republicans and Trump have this figured out. And this next video I think is real interesting. And it does the same type of thought process as the Sound of Freedom movie. Go ahead and play that clip, please, Don.
Since 2021, more than 6 million illegal immigrants have been apprehended at the southern border. That is more than the populations of 30 American states and more than the combined populations of Wyoming, Alaska, North Dakota, South Dakota, Idaho, and Montana combined.
Strong, Presidente Biden.
Immediately after migrants enter the camp, they are processed by Panamanian authorities and catered to by various international government and non-government organizations. A few on the scene include OIM, Red Cross, UNICEF, HIAS, European Union, Doctors Without Borders, UNHCR, and the Norwegian Refugee Council. All of these organizations play a role in a carefully planned mass migration pipeline. Although Panama, the rest of Central America, and Mexico offer safe havens where migrants can seek refuge, nearly all migrants will head to the United States. In a related paper by the IOM, titled Migration and the 2030 Agenda, a clear plan for mass migration of people is presented. The report begins by stating, "The 2030 agenda recognizes migration as a core development consideration, which marks the first time migration is integrated explicitly into the global development agenda," and further states, quote, "It is possible to link migration to every goal in the 2030 agenda." Shockingly, the report refers to migrant men, women, and children as agents of development. Finally, the report states that we should not focus efforts on trying to stop migration, facilitating, not restricting. Migration is the priority. It is clear that this illegal migration is indeed being facilitated and encouraged. For example, UNICEF, also known as the United Nations Children's Fund, hands out these care packages at Panamanian migration camps. Notice the subtle messaging on the bag that reads, "Trust yourself, you can," encouraging the migrants to continue on their journey. On the back of a Red Cross map, information is given about the use of freight trains for transportation. Rather than denouncing the dangerous form of transportation, migrants are told to remain seated and look out for any branches, electrical cables, or tunnels. Many of those headed to the United States are military-aged males. There are also large groups of Chinese nationals passing through these camps on a daily basis. It is possible, and indeed likely, that many of the Chinese coming to the United States are either beholden to or working for the CCP. While it is likely that many of these migrants are good people, there's no doubt that these groups serve as camouflage for spies, criminals, and other nefarious actors seeking to penetrate our borders undetected. Powerful organizations, thousands of miles away, are facilitating the collapse of the U.S. southern border. Among many consequences of this, one will be permanent political demographic change. Most of these migrants are loyal to the Democratic Party due to their immigration and open border policies. Allow this to go on for long enough, and the United States will be a country dominated by one-party rule. If the American people don't act soon, the United States as we know it will be gone forever.
So hopefully you can see that. I mean, the Democratic Party is evil. The Republican Party is good. Well, the Republican Party is less evil. So I think everybody would agree. I mean, if you compare Biden with Trump, of course, Trump is substantially better than Biden. What did I say? If you compare Biden with Trump, of course, Biden is substantially worse than Trump. But it's comparing evil with less evil. Remember, they're both evil. So we can't solve evil with less evil. It doesn't work that way. God is the only one who can solve this. All right. From hearing me, you know that I think the vaccine PSYOP is one of the biggest ones in the medical industrial complex. Grace was murdered in the fourth quarter of 2021 specifically. That was the highest quarter. They raised the bar to get this vaccine agenda in everybody's arm. And so they were willing to even murder people. 1.2 million Americans murdered in hospitals to create a fear so that people would take a jab. So that's how much this vaccine agenda controls things. And I want to peel that back right now so that everybody can see the vaccine agenda is a PSYOP. So let's go to the next slide, Don, slide 36. We're going to open up slide 36 with a 2-minute clip from Children's Health Defense. Go ahead, Don.
People who get vaccinated can shed viruses. Therefore, they do not always make our communities safer. Do vaccines deserve the credit for reducing contagious diseases? The answer is no. Here are some diseases that vaccines supposedly prevented. Notice how all the lines tend to move in the same downward direction. Now, here's when the vaccines were introduced for diphtheria, whooping cough, polio, and measles. What about scarlet fever and typhoid? They also went down at about the same rate. Well, we never had a vaccine for those two. Looking at the data, what do you think is really going on here? Why were all these diseases declining long before vaccines? The answer is obvious when we overlay this data line. It represents something very simple. This line shows the rate of Americans without indoor plumbing in their home. Clean water. clean water made the difference because filth is actually the main cause of all these diseases. So in the 1900s, when more and more people got clean running water, private toilet facilities, baths, and better sanitation, guess what happened? Contagious diseases literally went down the drain. You can say it's a coincidence, but think about poor parts of India or Africa. There's poverty, crowded conditions, poor water quality, no indoor plumbing, and bad sanitation. And what else do they have? All those diseases that we used to have. Vaccines get the credit for health improvements, but honestly, the credit should probably go to plumbers and engineers. They made the difference.
Okay, so that video just gets your mindset into the thought process that, okay, is this all a lie? And I really want to have you conclude that this whole vaccine agenda is a complete lie by the time we get done with this slide and the next one. What got me thinking about this was the vaxxed bus. And the vaxxed bus has a statement on underneath the, it's on the bottom right-hand corner where it says, where there is risk, there must be choice. So then I thought, okay, we really don't have a choice. I have a choice because I'm awake to this, but most people don't have a choice and they can't even see what's going on. And I want to share how Satan sets this up. So first of all, you know, there's the first three checks. Viruses promote fear, which is reinforced by propaganda. So viruses I have in quote, because that's even a question. You know, is viruses germ theory, is that real or is it terrain? Or is it the terrain that causes the disease that we experience? But regardless, the whole fear that it creates is reinforced by propaganda, and that's legal. So most people are programmed with the propaganda. Then second bullet is the medical system's programmed to follow orders. They don't get paid, or they get paid more if they vaccinate their patient populations. And then we're programmed to obey the white coat. Remember, the white coat supposedly took the Hippocratic Oath, which is also a lie, but the Hippocratic Oath is an oath to satanic gods. So this whole programming is in place. And now we're all wired towards this. And then those of you who send your kids to the public school system demands compliance. Your kid has to have 80 shots before he can go to kindergarten. And it becomes, okay, well, now we have to work. Both of us have to work. So what are we going to do? I mean, we've got to get our kids vaccinated so that they can be at the public babysitting service where we can chase the American dream. So that sets up most people when, you know, they're programmed. So then once you're programmed, do you really have a choice? But then the quantum leap here, and this is why I like to share specific examples, because this example really nails it, because it has the psyop of the vaccine dialectic right on the t-shirt, right on the bus. Where there is risk, there must be choice. So we've got on one hand, you know, mandating shots. All of us would agree that's evil. We can't have mandates. We've got to have a choice. So now that sets up the dialectic trap. We've got mandates evil. We've got to have a choice less evil. So then what's missing? We shouldn't have any vaccines. You know, that's what's missing here. And that's the goal of Satan's worldly deception and these dialectics, is to get us into the evil versus less evil. So we can't even see outside of it that God designed our bodies fearfully and wonderfully made. And only God is good. He is outside of the evil dialectics of Satan. All right. So this vaccine agenda, let's go to the next slide. This has been going on for a long time, and there's been a cover-up for a long time. These clips that I have on the screen are from a book by Eleanor McBean called The Poison Needle. And you can see all the way in the 1800s, the 1900s, and, you know, obviously we're in the 2000s. Everybody who was awake was calling out the lies relative to the vaccine agenda. Then the short clip that I'm going to have Don play next, I think is an exclamation point on the cover-up. Go ahead and play the clip, Don.
In the Library of Congress, I found some very small, unknown books by various doctors, which doctors who are dissenting from the medical practice over the past 50 or 60 years. One of them was a Dr. W.B. Clark of Indiana. And in his book, I found a very interesting sentence. He said, "I never saw a case of cancer in an unvaccinated person." Now, he wrote this in 1936. So to me, that was quite a revelation. And other doctors have said the same thing, that vaccination is really a time bomb within the human system that can go off 5 years, 10 years, 40 years after the end of the vaccination. You can have this time bomb go off. You could have a stroke, a heart attack, because it's always there in your system. You never get rid of it. And apparently, it's always an alien force in your physique.
All right, let's go to the next slide. So our eyes are now open relative to this health agenda that our government is controlling right down to the nth degree. And I put together the next slide. Slide 39 is a flow chart to show this with part one. And I'm just going to review it quickly here. We've been deceiving, and God warned us that we're going to deceive with pharmakia for 6,000 years. So 6,000 years when Adam and Eve were on the face of the earth, God warned us of this was going to happen in the Bible in Revelation 18:23. And if you walk through the different scripture references from 2 Chronicles in the Old Testament and Mark 5 in the New Testament, you can see that people have always been deceived by pharmakia. So even though Adam and Eve were around before Revelation was written, this deception was alive and well. Now we get to the modern times. The Flexner Report was written in 1910. The Flexner Report was done by the Carnegie family, reinforced by the Rockefellers. And all of a sudden, then we have the blue pill lane, the allopathic medicine, and all the programming that, you know, I emphasized quite a bit, ultimately resulting in paying of money to pay people off to hasten death. And then we have medical murder by design. So then the red pill, hey, I'm not going to participate in allopathic medicine. We're going to have a parallel system, the healing web. We're going to pursue knowledge to cure our bodies, which is also funded by money. The goal is, of course, different, is we think we can reverse aging by pursuing knowledge. And, you know, God is not against knowledge. He said in Hosea 4:6, my people perish for lack of knowledge. It's not the point. It's that when knowledge becomes an idol, that's what God is against. Anything that replaces God. So chasing the red pill health versus, you know, once you are awake to allopathic medicine, chasing the red pill opposite, it can be equally as bad. And the next slide is going to interestingly prove that and may wake some people up. First of all, just an introduction to this slide. The greatest danger to your health is the doctor who practices modern medicine. And this man, Dr. Mendelsohn, quite an interesting guy. I looked him up as I was researching, and we're going to play a quote from him as we go through, or before I go through the details on this slide. But he was outspoken, and it's very impressive to me when somebody does the research and becomes outspoken, because it is truly the narrow path. So, Don, can you just play the short clip, please?
And one of the last things that Dr. Mendelsohn said before he passed away, he told a friend, Clint Miller, he said, "You know, I've had to come to the conclusion that all of our doctors today are nothing but drug pushers." And that was a harsh assessment, but I would tend to agree with him, because what the doctors are doing, they're simply writing prescriptions for the drug trust and loading people up with all these things.
All right, so let's buzz through the few things that are on this slide. The ivermectin trap, Again, I'm not against, you know, all allopathic medicine is not bad. I'm not saying ivermectin is bad, so I don't want people to get me wrong here. But when we start looking at it as a wonder drug, you think, okay, what's really going on? And interestingly, a doctor friend of mine sent me an email that showed that the SDS sheet for ivermectin was changed in April of 23. That seems very strange to me. Why would the ingredient sheet for ivermectin be changed in April of 23? This drug has been around for decades, and all of a sudden it's changed. It just seems to me that it could be the perfect setup. I'm not claiming anything there because I didn't drill it down further. If you look on the right-hand side, supplements, I mean, this, I have the link to where I got this from in the outline, so you can drill down a number of these that if you want to drill it down further. So, you know, Pfizer, think about Pfizer owning a supplement company. But it's sometimes the truth is stranger than what you would expect. All right. And then last, over in the bottom left-hand corner, I only discovered this in the last week or so, Christian Healthcare Ministry. That's the plan that Cindy and I have had for 4 or 5 years. We haven't had medical insurance for 4 or 5 years. We've had this plan. And then I was starting to dig into not signing up for Medicare, and all of a sudden realized, oh my gosh, they don't cover anything unless you're subscribing to the allopathic medicine model. So we're discontinuing our coverage of Christian Health Ministries. All right, let's go to my closing thoughts in slide 41. So sixth generation warfare, you know, you start processing this stuff in your mind, especially during drive time, your mind starts processing things at a little bit different level. So I came up with this thought process, and I don't know if it's true or not, but it seems to fit. Was the ability to take down the power grid thought about after the construction of the grid, or was the grid constructed to be able to take it down? And the same thought process with the water supply, smartphones, and the internet. You know, the good news is Satan doesn't have foreknowledge like God, but he does have intimate knowledge of our sinful nature and knows we fall for security and comfort every time. So if these things were set up just to trap us into the security and comfort thought process and actions, it wouldn't surprise me a bit. That's why I have it as a question, but it seems that that is in fact the case. All right, summary, let's go to the final slide before we transition to the next one. We're in a spiritual battle for our souls. Satan's dualistic nature is shown in Revelation 13. That's the Revelation 13 goes through the esoteric dualistic nature. Satan controls both sides of the program. Exoteric dialectics we call the matrix. That's the world we live in. The American dream controls most people. The desire to be like God through obtaining knowledge controls the remainder who have not escaped. We know the proposed solutions are not from God because there's no call to repentance. COVID was a warning, a call for repentance. God does not want us to be deceived. He wants us to prepare, and God is still in control. And I put a little smiley face because I see God's way is 10th generation warfare. He's way ahead of the game. All right, next up, our final slide. We'll be recording tomorrow, peeling back the layers, deceptions specifically focused on Christians. Thank you all for watching today. I hope you enjoy the day, the week, and God bless you all.